אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yes, so there's been, as everyone knows, 10 Melbourne postcodes, including up to about 35 suburbs, in lockdown again as of last week, with a resurgence of coronavirus infection, 30 to 40 to 50 every day for several days in a row. And the key concern is that a lot of that is through community transmission. So the Victorian Jewish Community's COVID-19 task force has issued an urgent warning about complacency. And they told the Jewish News, Leon Lando and Justin Kagan, that Jews in Victoria should not succumb to what they call community fatigue. Justin Kagan said that after 2 weeks of consecutive double-digit daily increases in infections, it is now paramount that people do not give in to frustration and indulge in high-risk behaviours. The last thing we want, he said, is for areas like Caulfield and Glen Eira council areas to fall into what's happening in northern and some other suburbs that are affected, Kagan said. We want to make sure the message is continuously out there of how important it is to obey the rules that have been put in place and not to become complacent, and we all have a role to play in that. Lando said Hatzalah responders in Melbourne assume each call-out could be a COVID carrier, and they wear fully protective gear to prevent spreading it to their own families or having to self-isolate. Asked about prospects for shul services this year or regular shul attendance, they advise congregants to heed their shul's guidelines and for people over 65, to consider whether a shul visit is absolutely necessary. And Kagan advised all communal organisations in Melbourne to adopt a COVID management plan. And he urged people who feel overwhelmed by the crisis to seek counselling assistance through Jewish Care. He said, this is not over and we've got a long way to go.
And it seems that the Victorian Jewish community, they've got some funds to assist Jewish people that are affected by COVID-19.
Yeah, that's true. So there's been some grants made earlier to Jewish Care and various organizations. And now, just last week, the federal government has announced $5.2 million in community safety grants to Jewish organizations for things like upgrading security, deterrence measured improved lighting, and upgraded intercom and alarm interfaces. So that's a welcome, because these things cost a lot of money in any case. And now with so much going on and costs going up in relation to COVID-19, these grants couldn't come early enough. And of course in New South Wales, what's happening in Victoria is also a concern, and the New South Wales Jewish Emergency Management Plan for COVID-19, the Medical Subcommittee Chair Richard Glass has told us that this is what's happening in Victoria is a reason for members of the community not to let their guard down here in Sydney. There is a very real risk, he said, of people in Sydney's Jewish community becoming complacent too, and the virus has not gone away, and an outbreak that is occurring in Melbourne could easily happen in Sydney. I should just mention that the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, was on a webinar hosted by Jewish House last week. He said his biggest worry is that complacency comes in New South Wales as restrictions continue to ease. So he said maintaining social distancing is still so crucial, and he thank the Jewish community of Sydney and Jewish House for all they have done to partner with New South Wales Health. And he also praised Jewish House for providing kosher meals to people in quarantine and making sure they maintain a sense of connection and have access to mental health support.
We're talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, we're always talking about the Australian outback, but nobody ever mentions that there are outback rabbis.
That's right. They call themselves Chabad of Rural and Regional Australia, or RARA for short. And in some parts of Australia, many Jewish people only interact with other Jews once or twice a year when these rabbis come and visit them. And the occasions are always a cause for celebration, especially this week when the organization celebrated its 20th anniversary. Its director, Rabbi Menachem Aron, said, we've been telling everyone about the work we do for 20 years, and it's always a good thing to celebrate, and our work goes on regardless. We now have four guys on the road currently, two in New South Wales and two in Victoria, and they are driving around meeting many Jewish families in a safe way in very remote parts of Australia. Many people in the last few months, he said, have been very isolated and lonely, and a lot has been happening online, but there's nothing like an in-person visit. Now, Rara's founder, Saul Spiegler, first hit the road in his 20s, 20 years ago, when he began travelling to Geelong from Melbourne. When he was 22, he found a few friends. He took a mitzvah tank, which is like a vehicle full of Jewish Judaica, and he took it around Australia for 4 weeks. And he said, I saw then the massive impact of visiting people and coming to their homes and how they appreciate what we're doing. Spiegler noted that now Rara has increased its database from 500 people to now 4,000. And Rara now comprises the Aaron family, Rabbi Ari and Mushki in Cairns, Rabbi Mendel and Etzi Kudaretsky in the Sunshine Coast, and Rabbi Yossi and Malki Rodel in Newcastle.
So there are Jews everywhere in Australia, at the outback, and the rabbis are there as well. Shane, on a completely different topic, a rugby league player visited the Jewish Museum last week, and the AJN reported the visit. Why did you do that?
Yes, because a couple of weeks ago, Matthew Johns, who hosts a footy show on Foxtel, Fox Sports, entertaining show, but in this particular episode, there was a kind of a pun or a joke which photoshopped an image of Adolf Hitler, which was very offensive to many people, especially in the Jewish community. So at that time, Matthew Johns was invited by the Sydney Jewish Museum to come and visit, and that was co-organized by Vic Alhadef, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And Matthew Johns accepted it, and last Thursday he visited with his wife and Trish, and also a Foxtel executive, Jamie Campbell. After the visit, Johns told us it'll be a day that he'll always treasure. The former Newcastle Knights and Cronulla Sharks player said, on the one hand, it's horrifying to go through and see the extent of the destruction of a people and a culture, but on the other hand, it was so inspiring, the toughness and the determination of the Jewish people to survive and to get through and to preserve their culture. Johns told us a highlight of his visit was meeting Holocaust survivor Jack Meister. He said, I don't think I've ever met a more inspiring fellow. He said, I've definitely never met anyone who's gone through the horrors that Jack's gone through, yet he's just got a charisma and a glow about him, always smiling. He's inspiring, and it's just a lesson for everyone. And meanwhile, Vic Alhadef, the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, also had a lunchtime meeting with Matthew Johns on Monday, and he said it was a very cordial meeting and a lot of things were discussed, including the spike in racist incidents worldwide, the resilience of Holocaust survivors, and also the need to speak out against all forms of bigotry.
Shane Disiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.